I don't even know where to begin. We've talked before. I think we talked on Floss Weekly, Ward, many years ago.
Yeah.
But you're a legend in computing for so many reasons. Inventor of the wiki, which I personally, which, you know, makes me happy because I love wikis. But also early part of the Smalltalk community.
That's
instrumental
right.
in creating programming patterns, which if you're a programmer, the word patterns will, you know, ring a bell for you. You worked at Microsoft in their pattern and practices group for a while. Was it Eclipse? Of course, if you're a programmer, mm-hmm. you know the Eclipse editor and IDE. And now he's at New Relic. And if you know anything about the internet, and we were just talking before the show, we run on New Relic. All of our web stats come from New Relic. So he's got his fingers in anything, many of the things you use every day. Ward, welcome. It's great to have you on Triangulation.
Well, it's great to be here.
I appreciate it. You're up in Portland at the New Relic headquarters.
That's right.
Very nice. So, I want to start with Wiki, but really I know that was not, that's kind of in the middle of your career, but there's something about wikis. It seems to me that wikis really lived up to the original promise of Tim Berners-Lee's World Wide Web. When he created the web, he envisioned it as a system of documents that his colleagues could use, edit with hyperlinks, could jump around, could read footnotes, come back, a very fluid kind of documenting system. And that's really what Wiki became. Was that the inspiration for a wiki?
You know, I learned that after I built it. No, I actually started experimenting with HyperCard.
I love HyperCard.
In a research lab, and this thing ended up on my desk, and I could tell it wasn't a relational database, and I was trying to figure out what kind of database is it. And I'd had an interest in, kind of the absorption of technology among technologists, and so I built a little database out of cards that kind of tracked how ideas move through my company. That was Tektronix at the time, and of course Tektronix built the instruments that built the computers that we love today. So, I actually haven't changed much from Tektronix, which measured hardware, to New Relic that measures software. You know, I found at the time that engineers were awfully conservative. They didn't want to use something if they haven't seen it work before. And so I just asked people, what ideas did you bring to your last project and where did you get them? Where did you see them work before? And it made an interesting hypertext. And so when we started looking for patterns, I said, well, gee, I wish I had a network version of HyperCard, and I didn't. But then hypertext came along, the web. And we said, well, let's see if I can make something that feels like HyperCard but runs on the web. And I was interested not in HyperCard in the graphical sense, but I ginned up a version of HyperCard where you could write about cards that didn't yet exist, so that you could build this. I mean, when I ask people, where did the company learn everything that it ever learned, was really the question I was trying to answer. It had to be useful and complete. There had to be links that didn't go anywhere, and that was something that the hypertext researchers of the time thought was a failure.
Every link had to lead somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. You didn't want to get stuck. Well, I just changed it so if you click on a link and it wasn't there, it'd do a little beep, but if you just pressed and held the button longer, it just created it, so you felt like you were pushing a page into the stack.